Talmi and Shkalim, it says the following. Ha'aymer Shmuel b'shem Aymra. Somebody says over a memra, the name of the one that says it, Yira bal ha'shmuel kilo aymit kenegdai. You should imagine as the person that said it is standing in front of you saying it. So the Kedusha Rim explains, because everything chiddush that an Adam Gadol says, it's shaykh to his shayrish anasham, it's his essence. So it comes out that if he's saying something to you and you're saying it over, you're miskasher to his essence, and his nasham is lighting up within you. Say over Rav Kiva Egri, say over Chafetz Chaim, say over Rav Tzoy, so that Adam Gadol is lighting up through you and there's a kesher nafshi between you. So you should picture it like his mama standing in front of you. So Dusha Rim is moisif, that in these parshias that we learn starting this week, parshas Lech Lecha, we learn about the Avos HaKadoshim and the Imois and their lifestyle, what they did, and Memela from them we learn tremendously Mudim. We have to picture like we're mamish walking together with them, because their Nesham is a mamish mayor through us, and myself is similar Banim. Whatever they went through is a simon for us. So it's especially during these weeks we feel that kesher and nafshi, like we're walking side by side, they're holding our hand in this deep and bitter galus. Vayomer Hashem al Avram, lech lecha me'aretzecha, mimoladetecha, mibeis avicha, el'oris asher arecha. Sfarim HaKadoshim say it's yodua, that every first carries with it a klal yizdik message for klal Yisrael, for whoever it's said to. Lech Lecha is the first dibur that the Torah says b'feirush Hashem said to Avram. So there's obviously a klal yizdik message here for Avram, and in Mela, it follows that it's a klal yizdik message for klal Yisrael. What is this klal yizdik message? So in the past we said that Hashem was telling Avram Avinu, Lech Lecha, you always have to be on the move. You can never rest on your accomplishments, you can never rest on your laurels, make a cheshbon. Avram Avinu, when Hashem told him, Lech Lecha, he had accomplished an unbelievable amount of things. Hanefesh HaShe'osu B'Chorim, he had a yeshiva, he was Makil Kehilas Barabim, and Makadosh Shem Shemayim Barabim, by the Maisa Burkazdim, where everybody is forced to be Moide, that there's a Bairei Olam. So he accomplished tremendous things that one would have thought. So what's so terrible? I'll remain in my hometown, I have a yeshiva over here, and all those things. Don't rest on your laurels, don't remain where you are. You have to move on and go weiter and steig weiter. And there's different nisyonos that he's going to have to go through. It also says in the Medrash, the Chofetz Chaim brings this down. L'moha Avram Avinu Daima. What was Avram Avinu Daima to at that time? L'tzluchim shal b'samim plaitan. A glass of b'samim that was placed in the corner of a room, and nobody paid attention to it, nobody smelled it, it's there, it's dormant, it doesn't give off its smell. But the minute they started moving it around and shaking it up, that's when the besomim started giving off its smell. Same thing with Avraham Avinu, he was in one makom, so locally, he was mashpi on the island. Hashem wanted the whole world to be nehenah from this beautiful smell of Avram Avinu. So he told him, Lech Lecha, I want you to move around so that your smell is going to move from place to place. But then I saw a third shot. What the Kol Yizdik lesson of Lech Lecha is, and is based on a Malbim in Parshas Ve'era, which we've mentioned numerous times. In Parshas Ve'era, Malbim says a Dover Nifla. It says, V'gama kimoisi es risi. I established my bris with the Avos HaKadoshim, Loseis Lahem Es Eretz Kenaan, to give them the land of Kenaan, Es Eretz Megurehem Asher Garuba, the land of their sojourns in which they sojourned. Sounds like they were Gerim in Eretz Yisrael. So what's the pshat? Eretz Yisrael is given to them as a Nachla. They shouldn't be Gerim, they should be Toshavim there. What does it mean, Eretz Megurehem Asher Garuba? So the Malbim Adover Nifla, that the Avos HaKadoshim on this world lived their lives as Gerim. They knew that this world is not the Iker. They're only here temporarily. Their Iker goal was Olam Haba, to store mitzvahs to be Makadosh Shem Shamayim. Hayoyim Lasay Samachal Kabal Schar, and the Ikers are going to come over there. Olam Hazed Doim Lepraizdar, Olam Haba Letraklim. This is only a preparation of it. This is only a temporary world. Eretz Yisrael is mukshir only for those people that live as Geirim down here. Those that live as Geirim, and they consider Olam Hazed temporary, in Olam Haba, and that's what Eretz Yisrael is made for. So the guy making Moisias Risi Lo Seisalem is Eretz Kanaan. Why? Because their Iker Tachlis was Olam Haba. Eretz Yisrael is an Olam Haba Dika land. It's connected to Olam Haba. It's a land of Ruchnias. So that's the Pshat Lech Lecha Me'aretz Chavim Olamitka. Always be on the move. Don't be kaveh yourself in one makom and become too attached to Olam Hazeh. That was Kayin's mistake. Shamshon Rav Hirsch says that Kayin became an Isha Adama. He became a Kayin is from the word Kinyan. I acquired the land. So he became an Oved Adama. He became attached to the land. B'meila came to give a carbon to Hashem. He brought a carbon, but the secondary thing is not the Iker. That's someone that's Kavua with his Kinyanim. And it eventually ended up because of jealousy. He ended up committing a murder against his own brother. That's what being attached to the land could become. You become selfish. You forget who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. You become disattached. So the Einish of Kayin was V'hoyisa no v'nod ba'aretz. Because that was your avla. Memele, you always have to be on the move. You can never become attached to the land. The Avos HaKadosh L'chitchil HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them, Lech Lecha. Always be on the move. Never become attached to Olam Hazeh. And that's as Eretz Megurim Asher Garuba. That's why they were given Eretz Yisrael, which fits in with those kind of people. I saw a beautiful vart from the Imre Chaim, a vision that said, "Bezadim Kodesh Lebrachim." Rashi says, "Lech lecha lahana oscha l'teiv oscha, for your good, for your hana." So he quoted a memra that Rav Baruch of Mezhbish, the Baal Shem Zainikul, used to say Keseder. He used to say, V'ziz v'lechtig bistu oylem hazeh. How sweet and how illuminating are you, oylem hazeh. As melostzich nishtarayin in there. If people do not sink into you, you're so sweet and so illuminating. Un v'zoyer un v'bitter bistu. How sour and bitter are you, as melostzich yarayin in there. What's pshat? Hashem wants us to have anor from the Bria. He wants you to be makir his godless. That's what Birkas Hanehenim is all about. You have different hanos. Your makir, the genius of Hashem in the Bria, brings tremendous simcha to you. It's unbelievable, the genius in the Bria. You're supposed to have hanos from the Bria, but not to get sunk into it. So that's what Rashi says, lech lecha, lahana oskol l'tayvoscha. If you'll always be lech lecha and not kevei yourself into Olam Hazeh, that'll be for your good, for your benefit. Take a look what a world looks like today that's sunk into taiva, totally sunk into taiva. You have more unhappy people than ever before. You want to enjoy Olam Hazeh, don't get caught up with Olam Hazeh. That's the Eitzel, Hana Osko, the Taivoscha, for your Hanoah and for your good. That is one pshat. It says in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Asorim Nisyonis Nisnas Avraham Avinu. Why? Why did he have to go through 10 Nisyonis? Hashem didn't know who he was, what he was. So Chaim Volozhin says in the Sefer Ruach Chaim, he's Medayik in the Mishnah. It says, Asorim Nisyonis Nisnas Avraham Avinu. Earlier it says, Asorim Davis Meinoich Vad Avraham. It doesn't call him Avraham Avinu. But here by the Nisyonis, it says, Asori Nisyonis Nisnas Avraham Avinu. Dr. Chaim Volozhiner, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed the Teva into the Bria, that the Midas and the Milas Teva is that the Tzaddik is kind of for himself, by being Omo V'yogea, that becomes a part of him, becomes part of his spiritual genes, and the Mele goes over to the kids, they don't have to work as hard to be able to acquire it. That's not an automatic. They could be mopsinate, they could lose it. Abba Maisu, once he has it ingrained within himself, and he has those midas, it goes over to the children. It's spiritual genes. And he says, a raya to that, he says, is that you find throughout the generations, people in the Kaddish Shem Shemaim, they gave up their lives, simple people, Amei Ha'aretz. Amei Ha'aretz gave up their lives, Al Kiddush Hashem, not to give up their religion. The Chosid Yaivitz writes that during the Spanish Inquisition, you know, the big intellects, those that were philosophers, they didn't give up their life. They went with Chochmah, they had a Torah. It says, by the Hamoinam, by the Amaratzim, their wives pushed them to go die Al Kiddush Hashem. They were total Amaratzim. So where does that come from? Teretz says it was ingrained. Avraham Avinu went through all the Nisyonis. He was Mekadosh Shem Shemayim, Barabim. That was ingrained in there. So that's the reason, that's number one, why he had to go through the Nisyonis. Hashem wanted him to ingrain all of his Midas into his children, so it should be easier for them. And that's the Pshat in the Mishneh. Avraham Avinu. Because he's Avraham Avinu, so Hashem gave him those nesyonis in order to be able to ingrain those genes within us. I'd like to be meisiv, that's why we are miyuchas to Avraham Avinu. We're not miyuchas to Noach. Right? Noach wasn't ready yet for these asar nesyonis, but we're miyuchas to Avraham Avinu. He was ready for those nesyonis, like Rashi brings down a list, brings parashim. Noach needed Hashem to hold his hand. Eser Elokim is Halach Noach. He walked with him. Hashem had to help him out. By Avraham it says, Hashem is Halachti Lefonav. He walked on his own. Out of Rabbi, placed barriers in his way. So he went through those Nisyonis, and he ingrained in us those Ruchnis, the genes, Memela. That is why we're in the Yuchas Avraham Avinu. Vayisoloides Einov. And Lloyd lifted his eyes. Vayaras called Kikar Hayardain. Kihula Mashke. It's all irrigated, it's all watered. Fnei Shachas Hashem is Daimus Amoira. Kigan Hashem, like the garden of Hashem, Gan Eden, Keres Mitzrayim, Boyachatsoya. So Rashi quotes a Medrash. Medrash Agoda Darsens Lignai. Because Sidayim was Shtufe Zima, because they were Isaac in Znus. Hefker Dickens knows, Lloyd chose that place. And the Gemara says it in Hyrius as well, that because Sidayim was Shtu Fezim, he chose that area. So Yaakov Kamenetsky asks the question, where did Chazal get to put extra Averis on Lloyd? The Torah says over here, the Torah says that the reason why he did it was he saw that the land was Kulei Mashke. So why make up new Averis that the Torah doesn't speak about? So Yaakov says a cloud brother, which we've spoken about in the past. Yaakov says, the same way in the Torah, there's different levels. There's Pshat, there's Remez, there's Rush, and there's Said. Different levels of Torah. There's the simple explanation, and then there's something that's more hidden, and something that's more, and then there's Said. Within the person himself, there's also Pshat, Remez, Rush, and Said, so to speak. There's what's out in the open, his open thought, that he finishes the thought process in his brain and he acts on it. That is the pshat in the person. Why did he do it? He logically thought of something, it came to fruition in the brain, and then he actualized it. That's the pshat in the person. But there's always a remez and a drush and a sight within the person. There's the subconscious, which works within the person that never came to fruition to the brain. But lamaise, it does have an effect subconsciously, and it's shayach that the person himself doesn't even realize it. That's what Chazal say, that the kidneys give eitzes. What's pshat? Deep, deep, deep down inside, there's certain machshavas that didn't come to the brain yet. But there are motivations within the person. Person's a very complicated breed. So there's different motivations within the person that work on him that he doesn't even realize about. That. So where do you find such a thing? Rabbi Yaakov says it in Parshas Ba'aloyska, the Bnei Yisrael says, we remember the grain that we ate in Mitzrayim, or the fish, machloikis, v'sapzolim v'sashumin. So it says b'feirush, they were complaining that they didn't have, you know, the onions and the garlics that they had in Mitzrayim. Afal Pikein, Rashi brings down over the B'Shem Chazal that they were crying out the Mishpachas about the Aroyas that became Moser. So Yaakov asked the same question over there, like, why place on Aveira on the Bnei Yisrael, the Doradeya, that it doesn't say in the Torah. The Torah says that Chazal saw Beruach Kodshon. The Klal Yisrael, if he them had reg, would not be crying. It's not about onions and garlic alone. How many people miss the onion and garlic, right? It's a nice taste and everything, don't get me wrong, but, you know, over to say they were crying because of it, Chazal understood there must have been something deeper. Now, Shalafi said they found Ramazim, that in the subconscious, there was other motivations over there. It was Aliskei Mishpacha. Same thing with light. It says that light saw the Kikar Hayarden Kikulay Mashke. The Imam she can gain over there. That's Gavaldi. But light knew that he became rich because of Avram. The Gamla light, HaHoylech as Avram. Light was aware of that the Bracha came after was Avram. So because of the riches alone, he would leave Avram. So that Chazal evaluated. It says, "Vayel Adzdaim." The Torah's Maram is over here. There was a subconscious over here, and the Sof Davar was. He was talking Mizana with his own daughters. Chazal say that someone that is Lord after his loss, Machil Moy B'Psore. But whenever you find Chazal do something like that, where it's not obvious in the pasuk, it's a remez in the pasuk. It means they saw that in the remez, in the inside, in the subconscious of the person, there must have been that inner motivation to do it, not for a different reason, in addition to what the Torah said. So I saw rap brought down in the Sefer L'Sanei B'Tanugim. What was the Machshav of his dying? They were Ra'im V'Chatoim, Ra'im B'Gufam, Chatoim B'Mamoinam. The Mamash was showing when it came to tzedakah, they didn't want to give tzedakah. And those that did tzedakah, they punished them, they persecuted them. So this sefer brings down a biur. It says over there, Hayyur Meir Oimer. Yesh loy lebal din, lo shivcha veloy melacha. A bal din could say, if you're in Melikechem, Oyev Aniyim, if Hashem loves Aniyim, so why doesn't he give him parnos? And more like tell such a person, to save us from Gehenna. And this Shiloh turned Rufus Arasha, he asked Rabbi Akiva in front of the emperor. He asked him, the Shiloh, if your God loves Aniyim, why didn't he give him his Aniyim? So that's what Rabbi Akiva told him. So those that say that the Anshei Sidayim, that was their time. They can't even say, we should give Siddak, Hashem made them poor. If Hashem made their land not fertile, and he made our land fertile, obviously he likes us and he doesn't like them. So we should rebel against Hashem. We should do what Hashem doesn't want us to do. We're not willing to do that. The big mistake is that the chesed is not done for the sake of the person you're supporting, it's done for yourself. Number one, to save you from Gehenna. You see, Taka, what happened to Zdaim, that they didn't support chesed. And number two, we have to emulate Hashem. We're an Adam. We're Tzelem Elikim. The Tzelem Elikim is the Pshat. He's a Me'ain the Rabbeinu Shloim. If you're Me'ain the Rabbeinu Shloim, you have to do Chesed for the sake of Chesed. Hashem does Chesed. He created the world with Chesed. And that's what you have to do. Famous Ha'or in next week's Parsha. It says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Moitzi Chama Min Artika. Not to bother Avram. So Avram was Mitztar. She sent them Allah. What kind of tzar? There's no need for chesed. Baruch Hashem, there's no aniyim. So, the gift is that tzar. It's to say over. I saw Desla says the same thing. Chesed is not only mitzad the makab. Chesed is the pshat. You have to be shefeya chesed. You have to be about chesed mitzad yourself to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to be kind of that need. So Avraham Avinu was mitzvah that he cannot be a shofeya chesed mitzvah himself. I saw Moshe de Kizach, Reb Chaim Kreisworth, Zeke Tzadik Levracha, was a goy notzim, a darshan nifla, admoid. He was a Moshe de Kizach spokesman for Klal Yisrael. He stood up for Mamish Yiddish HaShkofes, and Al Kulam, he was about chesed she'en kamayim. What he did for Achnosis Kala, and when he did to help out Zabrach Neyid. So one time, he was in London, and he was a guest at the home of Rabbi Yaakov Levinson. He's known as Mamish of Belzbay Shagvir, his open house, open for guests all the time. I'm already thinking about Chesed. Rav Chaim, he arrived very late at night. There was no more minyanim going on from my house. He had to daven b'yichidus. He makes a chomis, takes a siver. He starts walking around the house looking for a proper place to daven. He walks past the big living room, walks past the guest room, what? And finally, he was conveying himself in the kitchen, in a corner in the kitchen. He starts daven. See, afterwards, Rav Yaakov asks him, he says, Rebbe, Yomdeinu Rabbeinu, Shai Baruch Hashem, I have a whole house of big rooms. I even have a room designated for davening. So why you pick the kitchen? And you could have picked a much better room. So he says, my dear Rav Yaakov, he says, your house is open for Achnas Zorachim, night and day. This kitchen over here is the source of that chesed. It cooks for people. So in my eyes, this is like a base medrash. There's no better place to daven than in this kitchen. A neighbor of mine, Rishlomi Michael, told me the following incident. So Rav Chaim Kreiswirth was a friend of the family. He once visited them in Borough Park. So he asked Rav Shloime to accompany him to Manhattan on a shlichus for a dvar mitzvah. He wanted to go to a certain company to acquire coats for aniyim, winter coats for aniyim. Rav Shloime took the opportunity and he accompanied him, and they were very much lich. On the way back home, they were walking in the street. All of a sudden, Rav Chaim starts jumping and clicking his heels together. You can imagine. An elderly yid is walking in the street and you see him all of a sudden jumping and clicking his heels. Shlomo looks at him, what's it? He says, gevaldige chesed we just did. What a gevaldige chesed. He was so besimcha that he's jumping and clicking his heels. That's not a person. That's shefeya chesed. That's something that we have to emulate. Vayishma Avram ki nishba achiv. Avram heard that his brother was taken captive by Yorak Eschanichav. Avram Avinu put himself in a great sakana to go out and fight against the former Lachim. If he would have come to a Rav and asked him, should I go out and fight? The Rav would have told him, Zechanat Mechuyiv. You hear that your relative is taken prisoner in China. Oh, I'm going to go out and fight the Chinese government. It's Meshuggah. So if Avraham Avinu would have asked the Shaila Halacha, he would have been butter. So why did he go out? So Rav Yaakov said, because it says in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Chof Hei, that the Avos HaKadoshim are called Yesharim. Why are they called Yesharim? Because their Hanhaga was Al Piyashrus HaSeichel. They weren't mechuyev to do things. They didn't have the Torah yet. So the whole hanog was al pi yashrus haseichel. Shalof izeh, Avraham Avinu felt achroi for Loit. Loit, Haran was his brother. Haran died al kiddush Hashem. Haran followed in the ways of Avraham. The only thing was he didn't come out alive. So Avraham Avinu felt achroi. Here, you know, I was a shtickle gairin. And also, I'm a brother left over. This is my nephew. So al pi yashrus, because he was a yosher, he felt achroi ad kidei kach, that he went to fight on his behalf and see what he could do. Now, Zokr Yankiv, Oy Vazoi, you have to be nispol. Avraham Avinu, on one hand, was willing to risk his life because of this yashrus. Me'idach Yisa, when there was a meriva, Ben Raye, Avraham and Raye Light, he parred no me'olai. If it's going to go to my machloikis, then there's going to be a crack in the ruchnias of my camp that already I can't do. Also, it's going to be going to Chilul Hashem because you look like me and people will think that I'm over, I'm taking gezel, shailen ruchnias, that he's not willing to do. Because of Yashrus HaSeichel, he's willing to do. But the compromise in Ruchnias, that already he wasn't willing to do. There's guidelines. Avraham Avinu fears exactly Alpi Yashvus HaSeichel, but not when it compromises the Ruchnias. This is a Mavidik HaOreh from Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. And now we're Mavidik HaKizach. The Torah makes a big deal about Yitzchak's name. Yitzchak was called Yitzchak. What happened? Vayipol Avram alpona vayitzchak. Vayomer b'libay. Al v'neya shani yivolei. 100 years old, I'm going to give birth. V'imsara habas tishim shana teile. Vayomer alikim. Avol sorish techa yoledet l'chamein. Nonetheless, he's going to give birth. V'karoses shemoy yitzchak. And again, later on in the Pesukim, again it mentions, and Rashi says, Yitzchak al-Shem HaTzchayk. Why was it so important? Why does the Torah make such a big deal about the Tzchayk? And again, Rivka, Sarah repeats, Tzchayk al-Sali al-Kim al-Shemei Yitzchak li. And again, she left in Parshas Vayera. What's the big deal about the Tzchayk? The Torah is usually not Meirich. So why all of a sudden over here does the Torah make such a big deal about the Tzchayk? So Shamshon of Father says, I'm Mayudik, your original pshat. He says, when do people laugh? Where does the reaction of laughter come from? When something totally unexpected happens. A joke. The punchline is unexpected. You know, usually a guy sets you up, and you hit a punchline, that's totally unexpected, you laugh. Or if you see a funny thing, a guy sees an 85-year-old man walking around in a little kid's outfit with shorts, with a little bow around, with a pacifier around his neck. Start laughing. You know, it's totally. Or he gives an example. A guy gets down to measure the width of a river with his hand, Azay, and he goes, Azay, you know. So you laugh at the guy. It's a totally unexpected thing. The Leida of Yitzchak was totally beyond anybody's expectation. Avraham Avinu is 100 years old, Sarah is 90 years old. People totally, it was totally unexpected. HaKadosh Baruch Hu insisted that they name him Yitzchak to show that this is an unexpected thing. And when you think that B'derech HaTev, it's not going to happen, it's going to happen with the Lamaila de Kisors. And he says, Vayter, it says that Avraham Avinu told Hashem by the Brisbane Absarim, you know, what are you going to give him? Atit and Livonoshi Hailuch Hariri. Ben Meshek Besi Damesek Eliezer. Vayotze Yisra HaChutz, he took him outside. He said, look at the stars. Hashem Yisra Ferem Tuchal Ko Yezerach. Why did Hashem have to take him out? Don't just tell him. Your kids are going to be, your children are going to be as many as the stars. There it is. Avraham Avinu was saying, B'derech HaTev, it's not shy for me to have children. Hashem told him, you're looking at it from a wrong perspective. You're looking at it from an earthly perspective. You have to look at it from a heavenly perspective. He took him higher than the stars. You're higher than the astrologers. If you look at it from an earthly perspective, it's not impossible. But you have to look at it from a Shemayim Dikya perspective. From that perspective, nothing is impossible. It's all from Hashem. That's why Hashem B'davka wanted this name to be given to Yitzchak to declare to the world that when you're laughing and you think it's unexpected, it's totally beyond, I'm showing you that it can happen. And it's a declaration for the history of Klal Yisrael. They all predicted that we're not going to survive, we're never going to become a nation. We went down to Mitzrayim, 70 people, in a society of tumah, society of people that oppressed us. We should have gotten swallowed up in a week. We made it out with 2.5 million people. And where do we go to? The Midbar. Sandstorms, snakes, scorpions, impossible conditions. And we thrived there and we flourished there. And it's the same thing throughout the generations. The Goyim always wanted to swallow us up. And they predicted that the nation of Israel is never going to survive. That's the Yitzchak. Hashem wanted to declare to the world that this is a nation of laughter. When you totally unexpected, you're going to see that they're going to survive and they're going to thrive. So that should give us tremendous chizuk bizman hazeh. You know, you see the world is crazier than ever, getting crazier and crazier. And next week, the mayor of New York City will be elected. It's not like, you know, everybody's saying, whoa, it's already 10%. It doesn't look too good. You know, how about Pekin? If he gets elected, it's not good. It's not good. But it's like, you have to remember, we're pulled after Yitzchak. You know, where things are unexpected. Things unexpected, the guy could put on a shrimal with Lanya Payas and be Makarav Yidin Mamish the Giant. You know, it sounds like a joke. It could happen. And it's also chizuk for every individual. Every individual has his own personal hardships and nisyonos, but every individual is also chelik of Klal Yisrael. And that tzchoik that applies to Klal Yisrael as a nation applies to every individual as well. And that should give everyone chizuk in their nisyonos and their hardships. Hashem can make things happen from a Shemaim Dikah perspective in the way that B'derech HaTev is totally unexpected. A good Shabbos. That would be nice, Mom Dani in a shrine.